Picture this. You're cruising down the highway. No hands on the wheel. No foot on the pedals. You're reading a book or maybe taking a nap. And your car? It's driving itself, making decisions in milliseconds, reading road signs, predicting traffic, even reacting to unpredictable humans around it. Sounds like the future, right? Well, the future is already here. But here's the real question. When AI takes the wheel, who is really staring? Welcome to AI Chronicles. I am Chukwunwom Somodi. Let's start with what makes a car self-driving. It's not magic. It's a fusion of sensors, cameras, radar, and something called LiDAR, which basically creates a 3D map of the world around the car. Then, deep neural networks, the AI's brain, process the flood of information in real time, deciding when to accelerate, to brake, or swerve. Companies like Tesla, Waymo, and Baidu have been pushing these systems to the limit, logging millions of autonomous miles. And on paper, AI drivers should be safer than humans. They don't get tired, they don't text while driving, and they can see in every direction at once. But theory is one thing, the road is another. We've already seen moments of brilliance. AI-powered cars navigating complex city streets, detecting hazards before humans can, and even reducing traffic congestion in test zones. But the journey hasn't been smooth. From the tragic Uber self-driving car accident in 2018, to Tesla autopilot crashes that make headlines, the road to autonomy is filled with hard questions about safety, responsibility, and trust. Because the truth is, the public's tolerance for machine mistakes is way lower than for human mistakes. If a human driver messes up, we call it tragic. If AI messes up, we call it unacceptable. So who is liable, you might ask? Here's where things get really messy. When an AI-driven car crashes, who's at fault? The car owner? The company that built the AI? The software engineers who wrote the code? Or the AI itself? Right now, laws around the world are scrambling to catch up. Some argue that manufacturers should be responsible. Others say we need new legal categories because blaming an algorithm is like blaming the weather. And yet, as AI gets smarter, its decisions start to look more intentional. That in itself blurs the line between tool and actor. And here is a reality check. Full self-driving cars are not taking over tomorrow. For now, we're looking at a hybrid reality where humans and AI share the road. And that means new driving etiquette, new rules, and new trust. Because while AI can predict traffic flow and detect the cyclist hidden in the shadows, it still struggles with something humans are great at, reading subtle social cues, like that little wave from a pedestrian telling you to go first. So, fast forward a few decades. Imagine a world where steering wheels are optional and traffic accidents are almost unheard of. Cities are quieter, commutes are faster, parking lots, they've vanished because cars drop you off and drive themselves away. That's the vision the AI optimists are betting on. But until then, we're in the messy middle, learning to trust code with our lives, 1 mile at a time. Next time on AI Chronicles, we leave the road and we're taking it to the skies, where AI is learning to fly planes. And maybe one day you'll board a flight without a pilot in sight. This is AI Chronicles. I am Chukwunwom Somodi, and do not forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel at Africa Business Radio. And until next time, stay curious.